1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Mainstay Suites. Remember Mainstay Suites when your group needs an accommodating room to gather. Book your reservations by calling 343-7756, Mainstay Suites.
Mainstay Suites invites you to check out why they are one of the fastest growing hotel brands in the country. As Emporia's only extended stay hotel, you won't find a better deal. Their spacious and renovated rooms are perfect for your family visiting from out of town, and the meeting room is great for your family gatherings. You can book reservations through the Mainstay Suites Facebook page or call 620-343-7756. Mainstay Suites, 2602 Candlewood Drive. Mainstay Suites, live like home.
KVOE News Time is 8:22. It's Newsmaker 2 time here today, and we're pleased to have with us in studio Mary Martell, who is Stormont Vail Health Vice President and Regional Administrator. Mary, good morning. Welcome to Emporia. How are you?
Good. Thank you. I appreciate being here.
Good. Well, thanks for joining us here today. There's been obviously a lot of conversations here over the last week plus or so here in the community about Stormont Vail's at least plans for maybe a new facility here in Emporia. And wanted to start by asking you here about the conversations that have developed here over the last few months here between Stormont Vail and Newman Regional Health.
Sure. So in August, we met with Newman senior leadership to share information about our plans to invest in the Emporia community. We have 87 team members who work in Emporia, 17 physicians, and they're in a lease space in Newman's outpatient facility, and our lease is up in 3 years. So we need to make some decision about our future, and we need a more modern space. We want to consolidate our team members into a single facility, which has a lot of really important benefit, and we want to expand our services. So to do that, we intend to and need to have a facility to support that mission.
So that is currently the intent, is to put this in play?
Yes.
Okay. So discussions with Newman ongoing right now. Where do we stand there?
As is customary, when two organizations have the opportunity to talk about potential collaborations, we, during that meeting, asked Newman to sign a non-disclosure agreement so we could share information in confidence, and we've not been given that opportunity. So that certainly was our hope, and it remains to be our hope, so that we can talk about the potential to collaborate on healthcare delivery in this community.
What type of let me ask you this, because there had been some concerns as stated by Stormont Vail here a week ago about obviously the reasons for expanding access here to healthcare through Stormont Vail. And one of the points that was brought up was concerns and some frustration here from staff and from patients about the integration, I think was the word that was used, when it comes to Stormont Vail and Newman Regional Health, and the concerns about disjointed or inefficient health care. So a question comes up here is what are some of the different ways that the two hospitals have collaborated, have cooperated, and what else may be on the table in addition to this new facility that you have in mind?
Sure. So we've had a tenant-landlord relationship for quite some time, and Newman is one of several critical access hospitals for whom Stormont Vail is the sponsoring organization. So there's a variety of ways historically that we have and could partner. How we make decisions about what to include, if we get the chance to do that in a freestanding ambulatory facility, we've not had the not even an exploratory discussion with Newman, and that really was our hope and still is. We've not made a decision about what services to include in that building, and that could happen in collaboration because there's different opportunities there. When we look at data published by the Kansas Hospital Association, we see that 50% of outpatient surgical procedures of people from Lyon County are happening outside of this community. We see that more than 5,000 imaging studies, so MRI, CT, NUCMED, other studies. People are leaving Lyon County to get those services. They're going to Wichita, to Topeka, Lawrence, and Kansas City. So one of the things that's very important to us is creating the opportunity for patients to return home to get their care here in Emporia. So there's a considerable opportunity to expand healthcare services in this community.
Now, so you haven't targeted then exactly what services will be provided if the ambulatory surgical center comes to play?
Well, what we know what we want is for our team members to be together. And in the model, for example, in Manhattan, we recently opened a facility there, the Manhattan campus, and we were able to bring our team members together, consolidate our technology, and that provides considerable improvements in efficiency. It also enables our team members to know each other better, to work in the same facility. And while that seems kind of like a soft advantage, it's a really important one. So that is something that is of interest to us. So bringing people together, having modern technology, state-of-the-art technology that is what patients want, and expanding outpatient services in this community. Healthcare is changing at light speed, and it is moving nationally from patients getting care in a hospital setting to an outpatient setting. Technology is supporting that so we can deliver safe, quality care. So we want to respond to that trend in healthcare delivery as well. So bringing people together, modernizing, and then the services in that building are still under consideration.
Well, Newman has expressed concern that a lot of services, specifically the money-making services, as we shall call them, will be duplicated here if you were to put an ambulatory surgical center here. And the patient pool is not big enough to support two. Your reaction to that?
We don't think that's the case. In the example, there's somewhat of an exodus of people from Lyon County getting health care elsewhere. We think there's a significant opportunity to bring that business back to this community. So that alone, I think, is quite compelling.
Mary Martell, again, Stormont Vail Health Vice President and Regional Administrator, joining us here on KVUE's Morning Show as we really dive into Stormont Vail's plans for a new ambulatory surgical facility with Newman Regional Health, obviously, over the last week, mentioning a series of concerns that we've had a chance to detail for you already on KVUE and KVUE.com. Mary, besides the benefit that you're seeing here for Emporia area patients, because obviously this is not going to be serving just those here in Emporia, mm-hmm. What benefits do you see here for the Emporia economy, for Newman Regional Health, and also for Stormont Vail Health with this, should this move forward?
Sure. So first, just from a regional healthcare access perspective, if we bring Emporia residents, Emporia patients, back to this community, it opens up access in Topeka, where we have a need to treat the region. And so it opens up opportunity there. So that just kind of shifts the dynamics of where healthcare is delivered in the region. From an economic perspective, we want to invest $32 million estimated to build an Emporia campus in this community. So right now, the economic impact of our 87 people in this community, that would increase. So it's not just about the physical structure. It's about investing in the future of healthcare. One thing that's important to think about is our ability to attract physicians to Emporia and to the region. You know, there's a shortage of physicians in the United States. They can work wherever they want. And for those that want to return to this community, they expect to have state-of-the-art facilities. They want to see integrated care, where in a single facility you can get primary care, specialty care, imaging, lab, et cetera. So this is also about an investment in recruiting physicians now, which takes a long time, so that as physicians retire, we're replacing them and that we can be competitive in bringing them here to take care of patients here.
You know, we have, you know, since this story, you know, got out there a few weeks ago, you know, we've received concern from a lot of community members. Obviously, this is a big story anytime the local hospital is involved. And we have community members here, Mary, that have a vested and financial interest in Newman Regional Health because our tax dollars go there. So, you know, a lot of money has been put into Newman Regional Health. And, you know, we have heard from Newman that the repercussions of something like this, this center coming in, would well be dire, you know, possibly for Newman Regional Health. And some of the services that the hospital now locally provides may not exist, you know, in the future. Is that a concern of yours that, you know, the public is kind of weighing this heavily?
Yeah, I certainly think that health care and where patients get their health care is so important. It's personal. It's emotional. It's all of those things. I think that the comments about and some of the conclusions about Stormont Vail's interest in investing and expanding have been somewhat cursory, oversimplified. We've not had a discussion, a conversation. We've not put our heads together around this. So that's part of it. And perhaps we're not talking about apples and apples. So we think that there is a significant opportunity here for this community. And we'd like to have a conversation to explore how to best improve healthcare, how to minimize any duplicative or other services, and how we can really make a difference.
How does this play into the strategic and growth planning thought process for Newman Regional Health? And maybe you can also give our listeners a sense of how long, A, you're looking out, and really, B, how long it takes you to develop a strategic growth and planning process, which we've been told this is part of.
Yes, so we have to make a decision now or soon because our lease agreement ends in 3 years, and it takes that long to plan and build a facility. Stormont is always looking at, and it's our responsibility to look at, how we as a not-for-profit health system that's local and regional, how we are investing in the region. Most importantly, and this doesn't just apply to Emporia, it's everywhere, we want to deliver care where people live. We know that people's outcomes are better if they're surrounded by their support systems and their families. It's efficient, it's convenient, and it is also cost savings. So when to respond to how is Stormont Vail thinking strategically long-term in the region, it's investing in all of the communities we serve and making sure we have the right level of care and we can be part of a community and having the right level of care where people live.
How would this resemble, you mentioned here the Manhattan facility, which I think came online July, August, in that time period. How would this resemble the Manhattan facility, at least based off of your current plan?
It has the potential to be very similar to that, smaller in scale. That community is larger, so it would be smaller. You know, this would be the third facility we will build in that model. We have one in Topeka, our Asbury Clinic, that's very similar. What's great about that is you get better when you repeat things. So we've learned a lot about how to be efficient in an outpatient setting. So it would be similar in a lot of ways. In our Manhattan campus, we're on the K-State University campus as part of the EDGE Collaboration District. That affords proximity and the ability for us to support the university. We are a supporter of have an official academic affiliation with the university to support their physician's assistant program. We've also expanded that into a health services and research opportunity that we look forward to developing over many years ahead. That's part of how Stormont Vail strategically intends to improve healthcare in the region as well, partnering with universities, with vocational schools, with high schools. We need to do a lot as a country to develop the healthcare workers of the future. We know that the way we do that is in partnership with institutions of learning.
What do you have, I guess, maybe in the plan or planning stages that you can divulge maybe about potential partnerships with Emporia State and Flint Hills Technical College based on that very talking point?
Yes, we are very eager to do that. We think it's very important. We have conversations underway, and we would really like to replicate that model here.
Mary Martell, Stormont Vail Vice President and Regional Administrator with us on our Newsmaker 2 segment. It is 36 past the hour. Mary, I don't know how much you can divulge here, but any plans? There have been any conversations about Stormont Vail wanting Newman Hospital in full?
No.
Okay.
Our intention is to invest in these outpatient services, okay, and to expand what we already deliver here, which is 60% of the primary care in this community. We have 18,000 Emporia or Lyon County patients. That's a considerable percentage of the population here. We employ all three of the obstetricians in Emporia. We want to support and expand mother and child services here. So there's a lot that we need to do and can do in that setting. You know, one thing I want to mention about Stormont Vail Health is we're not for profit. We are an independent regional health system, an integrated health system. And I think we are kind of at the sweet spot of the size of a health system, meaning that we have 5,700 team members in Northeast Kansas. And so we bring all of that talent and resources and really passion to all of the communities that we serve that might be much smaller. So there's a scale there of efficiencies and expertise and other things that are really important in medicine and healthcare delivery. But we're small enough that we're local. So we reinvest our revenue, our profits into the region. We're not sending those out of state or to a larger system. So there's a lot of value and opportunity for Emporia to continue to benefit from that really bigger system and of people who are really dedicated to the work we do and the communities in which we do it.
So, Mary, in your opinion, this ambulatory surgical center, if it came to be, would not cripple Newman Regional Health?
That is our expectation, and we certainly think that's possible.
Mary, before we close down, let's just say that the text change request that the hospital has provided and it starts the official meeting process here in 2 weeks. It's 2 weeks from today. Let's just say that does wind up getting approval by the Planning Commission or the recommendation for approval by the Planning Commission, ultimate approval by the Emporia City Commission here in maybe about a month or so. How would this change the plan for a new facility here through Stormont? How does it affect the relationship between Stormont and Newman Regional Health? And really, how does that maybe affect the health of the community, specifically, you know, at not only an overall level, but an individual level?
We remain, you know, very hopeful that it will not pass, and that that the community will continue to learn about healthcare and delivery in this community and where we have opportunities and where we have needs. So we're gonna continue to be hopeful for that. If it does pass, I'm not sure what will happen. I'm not sure what options we'll have. We need to modernize our space. We have to. It is outdated. It is impractical. we will not be able to recruit physicians very easily, practicably, to that, to where we are now. So this is a really important time and opportunity, and we hope that the story will speak for itself, that the data will speak for itself. We don't have a crystal ball. None of us do. But I can assure you that the physicians in this community who have been taking care of patients for 30 years, the team members who live in this community and the health system that supports them, they are here to take care of patients in this community, in the region. And I can't imagine why we would want to restrict the ways in which they do that.
Well, I assume, too, you don't want a lot of awkwardness that's going to be happening among team members that are, you know, employed by, you know, yeah. Stormont and Newman Regional Health, which
right.
it could be happening right now for all we know.
Sure.
It has to be kind of difficult on the folks that are working right now.
Yeah, that's a tough and kind of heartbreaking part of this. I think that no matter what, we need to take care of our health care providers. It is a tough job. And I sure encourage everyone in this community to consider those that are in the healthcare industry off limits, and they want to take care of patients, they want to do their job, and no matter how this plays out, we need to keep that in focus.
I guess my last question is really, how soon could the Stormont Vale plan, when it comes to, you know, like the building layout, but specifically really those services, how soon could that possibly be finalized and be made public?
That's a good question. I think as the next few weeks play out, you know, that'll be a launch, hopefully a launching time for us. And our organization is good at planning services and identifying where there's need and where we have talent and resources and other things to deliver on that. So hopefully quickly. We've got a short timeline, and that, too, is going to be a driving factor through all of this. So I guess that's a long way to say, I think, quickly.
Understood. Well, Mary, thanks for joining us here on the morning show today. And please feel free to reach out as this process continues here over the next at least couple of weeks and likely couple of months. Thanks again for joining us today.
Of course, and thank you.
Mary Martell, Stormont Vale Health Vice President and Regional Administrator, our Newsmaker 2 guest here on our morning show today.
And thank you, Chuck. Our Newsmaker 3 brought to you this morning by Mainstay Suites, 2602 Candlewood Drive, Mainstay Suites. Live like home. Good morning. It's 844.
At Bunge, their strength is in their partnerships between farmers.